Hey, Pat.
Hey, Coach. Glad to have you on. Glad you guys landed safely. Pigskin Preacher's here with me.
Awesome. Okay, yeah, we're just touched down here about 15 minutes ago. Everybody's deplaning and getting ready to head to the team hotel and then on to Statesboro for a workout later this afternoon.
One of the big stats that your radio guy cannot stop talking about is Winrich Smothers has thrown for as many touchdowns as Georgia Southern has completed passes at 31. Have you ever gone into a game having to prepare with such different styles and approaches to it?
No, not, you know, obviously we play teams that run the football, but they are exclusively, I think, at 95% or so run versus pass. You know, they do what they do, we do what we do, and they're very good at it. I can't take that one step further. I think they lead all of college football in rushing with 400 mm-hmm. yards a game. So,
that's right.
Very difficult style of offense to defend. Certainly great tradition here at Georgia Southern. Six FCS, Division I national championships. 2 weeks ago against University of Georgia, who when I checked last is pretty good this year.
Mm-hmm.
They rushed for 305 yards. And then against the BCS national champion Alabama last season, they rushed for 325 or 27 yards. So we understand they're going to run the football. We've just got to get them on the ground, play the next down, hopefully create some turnovers. And then when they do throw the football, you know, make sure we don't get out of position. So it's a huge challenge, very difficult environment, but we're excited to be here. It's always great to be playing in December and, you know, put yourself in a position to win a national championship.
Coach, since you've been at Conway, you guys have had one of the best offenses in all of college football. You've been able to throw the ball. You've been able to run the ball, great balance. You've got to be concerned, though, as you go up against a rushing attack like this, that they might just take the ball and keep it away if you can't get some stops and get off the field.
Yeah.
I'm assuming you guys are going to commit some extra people to the run, and you're going to kind of put those corners and safeties on more of an island than normal. Would that be an accurate guess?
Yeah, that's a very accurate statement. We're going to have to play some man coverage, some single high safeties. You've got to, you know, take away or at least attempt to take away. They do best, and that's run the football. So we'll always have probably nine guys around the box. You know, assignment football is very, very important. You know, I think, and I appreciate what you're saying about our offense, I think the thing that we've tried to educate our players on this week because of their style of play, and they can let the air out of a game very easily, is you're only going to get 10 or 12 possessions.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to take advantage of those possessions. So, you know, it's going to be a heck of a football game. We've got to, you know, handle the onslaught and the avalanche. It's probably going to come at us early.
Mm.
And if we can do that and get to the second half, an opportunity to win, this team has shown that they know how to finish late in games. And we like this team. We like their approach. And certainly hopefully we can get some things done.
Coach Clint Conk joining us on the Stiggies hotline from – you guys are in Savannah right now, I guess, heading over to Statesboro for their postseason game against Georgia Southern. I'm reading through some of these notes here. Georgia Southern, not that you don't already know this, but for those listening, 32-3 home postseason record. I understand that last year – you have a few guys back from last year's squad, but just talk about the experience that – you guys gained last year and how that helps you in preparing this team for another postseason run?
Well, I think all those experiences are very, very important. And I'm going to take it today. And, but at the end of the day, you know, this team is different from last year's team. And obviously it's about 60 degrees warmer here than it was when we landed in Montana last year at
That's
this time.
True.
So
That's true.
But all experiences are good experiences, even if, you know, you didn't have a good day at the office. But go two rounds deep last year, certainly playing in the second round this year. It is invaluable for the young men, you know, that are back with our team. So, hey, Pat, I'm going to have to go. Or the Starbucks
sir.
Is going to leave me.
you got to make that one, Coach. Well, good luck,
yeah.
Coach. We're going to be listening. We're going to be watching. And can't wait to talk to you about this victory.
Hey, ESPN3 tomorrow at 1 o'clock Central Time. So I hope you guys will pass that on to your listeners.
Go Bears.
You know we will, Coach.
Hey, thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Have a good weekend.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye.
What a great experience, though. What a run they've had, huh?
Man, they've been good.